Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws
us to you. Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. The people with the loudest clap are receiving. You are receiving blessings as a team. Shout as a team. Receive it in Jesus' name. The Bible says he daily loads us with benefits. I see God loading a team of blessings over you. Hallelujah. We have very powerful testimonies today. I want you to put your hands together as we receive joy. She's a dancing star. Oh, do it better for her. Wow, tell us, Joy, what has God done for you?
My name is Joy Richards. I'm from Liberia. And I want to thank God for receiving a new film through the prophecy of our prophet.
Wow, how did it happen?
It happened on a Sunday morning after Bishop was done preaching. And he told us to lift up our phones and receive mobile money and also a new phone. So I stood up and I was like, I receive it.
You are receiving it?
Yes.
Why didn't you have a phone by then?
I had a phone, but it was broken. It was bad. I couldn't even text good. I had to turn it off and put it back on.
I wonder if you have had that kind of phone before. And you said, Bishop said, receive your what?
A new phone.
I'm sure that prophecy is still hovering over you. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wow, what happened?
So after I stood up and said I receive it, I prayed about it. So the next morning, I got a phone call from my mother, and she was so excited.
Your mother called you?
Yes.
From where?
From Liberia. And she told me, oh Joy, guess what? Your father wants to buy you a brand new phone.
This was on Monday?
Yes.
And you heard the prophecy in church on what?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes, please. And she said that she don't want to send you the money. He wants to fly from Liberia and buy the cell phone with you.
Your dad was flying from Liberia?
Yes, please.
So when did he come?
He came the next week. And as soon as he got down from the plane, he was like, can we buy the phone? I was like, no, you have to rest. And the next day, we went out looking for the phone. So when we got to the shop, he said I should choose any phone of my choice.
Yeah! I see God sending you a similar blessing. Your dad flew in all the way from Liberia.
Yes, please.
And took you to a phone shop.
Yes.
That he wants to buy you a phone.
Yes, please.
And what phone did you choose?
I got iPhone 8 Plus, please.
Are you sitting down like that? Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Amen.
Wow. And after that, what happened?
And after that, he bought the phone and then he gave me money and he went back.
Okay, so is it a miracle?
It's a miracle because I didn't expect it. I came from Liberia and he already paid my tuition and my hostel fees. So if I was expecting a phone from him, it would be like in a year or 2 years. So it was a miracle.
Oh, give the Lord a shout of praise. His dad woke up in the middle of the night. Something told him to buy her a phone. He flew in all the way from Liberia. But I see somebody coming from afar to bless you. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let's welcome Precious as she testifies of the blessing she received after the porch and altar prayers. Oh, do it better for her. Do it better for her. Hallelujah. Precious, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for a miracle job that I got after the porch and altar prayers last year. So last year, we did a prayers between January and February, and I didn't have a job at the time. So I came throughout morning till evening. And during the prayers, the prophet prophesied at a point that we will be favored and chosen, and that when you are favored, a lot of things change in your life. So I received the prophecy and I believed it. Then a week after, I applied for a job. When I was applying, I knew I was not qualified for the job, but I still applied. And I was shortlisted for the first interview. I went for the interview and then I was called back to come for the second one, to come and meet the CEO of the company. It's a multi-industry company.
A multi-what?
Industry.
Industry. I see a multi-industry, a multi-financial, a multi-blessing coming your way in Jesus' name. And you were called to come for the interview.
Yes. So before I went into the interview, I was with a lady where the only two people shortlisted. The role was to be an executive assistant to the CEO. And when I was interacting with her, I realized that she was far more qualified than I was. She had written a book. She had worked with an NGO. And
Have you written a book before?
No.
You haven't written a book before?
At all. And one of the companies in the multi-industry group of companies is an NGO. And she had worked, so she had NGO experience. As I sat there, I'd just gone to school with a law degree. I didn't have any experience. So I felt like I wasn't going to get a job anyway. Then I was called first. When I went into the interview, I didn't know that the person interviewing me was the CEO. I thought it was just one random person, so we're all waiting for the CEO to come. Because the person was very young, so I was unusually free. I even told him the AC is too cold, so he should turn it off.
Hey!
And
you told him to turn off the AC?
Yes, because, and that if I'm shivering, it's not because I'm nervous, but the room is very cold. So, by the time the interview ended and I realized that was the CEO, I knew I wasn't going to get the job. Then, just at the end of the day, I was on my way home and I received a phone call and I asked that, when do I want to start the job? Wow. So to my surprise, I got a job that I didn't think I could apply for.
Right after the porch and altar praise.
Yes, right after the porch and
altar. Well, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. You may have been up in the mountain praying all week. You may not have prayed about something specific, but God is coming through for you. Amen. And our final testimony is from Reggie Manuel. He's a percentile leader in Central University Mutual. Do it better for him. Do it better for him. Reggie, tell us what has God done for you.
Amen.
Amen.
My name is Reggie Manuel Abbey of Central University, level 400. So in level 100, I used to be a very bad boy. I used to do all sorts of things. So because of that, they used to call me bread knife on campus. So, and I was also helping my friends to sleep with girls. So anytime, they always come to me to help them. In level 200, we had a target. I had a group of friends. We had a target. And our target was to sleep with the incoming level 100 students. So we prepared and did everything that we have to do.
And when did your life begin to change?
So my OP killer asked me to join a ministry. So I decided to join the Foam Stars. So after joining the Foam Stars, I wasn't going for meetings. I wasn't going for rehearsals. So there was this lady that was always calling me. She was calling me to come for meetings, come for rehearsals, but I never came. So one day, she called me that she came for all night rehearsals. So I think that even the magic worked on me. So after that, I went to Kodesh for the meeting. When I got there, I met another LP. That's LP Irene. So after the rehearsals, I told her all my problems. So she prayed for me. By then, it was a week to Mountain of the Lord. So she advised me to come for the Mountain of the Lord. So I came for the Mountain of the Lord. I had new friends in the Foam Stars and all. I felt loved and all. But after that, I went back to Mewtwo. But when I got back, I was still with my friends. And like I was still fornicating and all. So one day, my OP advised me to be doing my quiet time often. So one day, I decided to do my quiet time. I opened to Romans chapter 6, verse 2. And it says, by no means, how can we who die to sin still live in it? I was really touched by it. So I decided to stop fornicating and I cut.
You were by yourself having your quiet time?
Yes, please.
So after that day, what did you decide to do?
I decided to become a serious Christian and also serve the Lord. And by the grace of God, for the past 1 year, I've not fornicated. I want to thank God for the great change in my life, and I want to thank Bishop David Woodmills for coming to Mewtwo. I want to thank Bishop for coming to Mjojo.
Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. God will turn your life around in Jesus' mighty name.
Girl, all I want is an obedient girl. All I want is relationship. That's what's on my heart today. I cannot get over the feeling. So many lessons I have learned. I have learned that if you love,
quiet time. No, he doesn't want to miss his time alone with the Lord. Oh, he doesn't want to miss the prayers. He doesn't want to miss the season of reformers. He doesn't want to miss, no, a word from God. When a man loves the Lord, he'll do anything for the Lord, oh yeah. And he'll go anywhere for the Lord. He doesn't want to miss the mission, oh. He doesn't want to miss his calling, and he doesn't want to miss the will of God. Oh, 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 oh. When a man loves the Lord, ooh, oh, he will give him all his heart. Yes, he will. The best of his life, his youthful days, he will trust and obey and believe the Lord. When a man loves the Lord, there will be no more excuses. Oh no, there will be no more delays. Go all out, and there'll be no more making up stories. No, there will be no more hiding. You will hear him say, Lord, here I am. Oh, 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 oh. When a man loves the Lord, like a lily, when she's sweet like a rose, she's like a beautiful flower. So many boys want that beautiful flower, but she says, oh no, I belong to the Lord.
James, so glad you could make it here tonight for this meeting. But can you excuse for 1 second? 'Cause I just need to do something before I talk to you. I know it sounds kind of funny because of the way we've been, but I want to pray first. Let us pray. Or, you know what? Let me pray. Oh God, help me, please help me. I want to serve you, I really do. I want to follow you. Please help me. Please give me the Holy Spirit. I know that only you can make me strong. Today I have to do what is right, because I don't want to fall into this mess again. The hour has come and the seed must fall into the ground and die. I know you have made me strong enough to do this. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. I really need to set things right. I'm here to speak the word of God. We've been living in sin so long. We both know it's not right. This fornication can't go on. Just quit and say goodbye. I'm glad we're meeting here today. Whoa. This relationship is wrong. See, I've been pregnant 3-4 times. Aborting babies, just too bad. Oh, I feel sick because I've sinned. My hands are covered in so much blood. Oh, I cannot do this anymore. For so long we've been together. Oh, I won't be seeing you anymore. Oh, I can't help crying as I speak. Oh, and I've been crying all week long. It's time for me to take my cross and follow Jesus every day. I have found a greater love, the love of Jesus is so real. Yes, it is. I can't deny that I loved you, James. I can't deny you made me happy. Oh, yes, you did. You made me laugh, but you made me cry. Oh, I just loved it being with you. To you, oh, I want to serve the Lord from now on.
your vision must be big. But all you do does not lead to church growth, because your mind is on other things. Oh, all you say is, Lord, bless me now. You say, but bless me and prosper me today. So I have been thinking, I've been thinking to myself, it seems I'm wasting time on you. So I wanna change your position. I'm gonna replace you, I'm gonna bring in someone else. Because I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to obey me. Oh, I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain, for you to do my will. That's why I keep asking, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Why don't you wanna move, and why don't you wanna change? You don't wanna change.
Is he gone away? I'll do your church and I'll do it again.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Are you blessed to be in church? I feel like we've heard about 3 sermons already. Amen. And I believe God is changing us. Are you excited to be here? You are in East Legon, but in the realm of the Spirit, you've come unto Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God. We are surrounded by innumerable angels. We are near Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. We are under the blood. Amen. And the Bible says, see that you receive him that speaketh when you come to Zion. And I believe today God has a powerful word for us that is going to change your soul. Amen. James says that the word of God is able to save your soul. And I believe that today God has something special for us. God has something powerful for us. And God has something miraculous for us. And if you feel that excitement in your spirit, give the Lord a shout. Put your hands together as we welcome my father and your father, the prophet, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone. Rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible. Are you singing? Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word. Hearken to the voice of God today. Is there anything too hard for thee? Don't put your trust in God alone. And rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible with God. Hallelujah. Everything is possible with God. Lift your hands in a moment. Ask God to speak to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal Himself to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for a great blessing that you've given us today. We are thankful. We are grateful. We praise you, O Lord. Speak to our hearts in these few moments. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. All right. Are you excited to be here? Can you hear me, those outside? Okay. Now, we are really blessed today. Today is the last day of our first porch and altar session. Amen. So, we'll be concluding with our prayer meeting in a couple of hours, we start. So make sure you are there for that very important prayer meeting session. It's our last for this particular porch and altar. We have a number of porches and altars in the year. Say porches and altars. Yes. So we are not doing just whatever
for the beginning of the year. And instead of conventions, we will just have porch and altar. And I believe that God is going to bless us mightily. Amen. So your life is never going to be the same. And you are the next person to be found and chosen and become a star, a blessing. Hallelujah. Today we have worshiping with us the National Health Insurance Authority, their chief executive and all the authority are here. So I want to ask them to, they are worshiping with us to thank God for his blessings in the past couple of years. Ghana didn't have a health insurance scheme before President Kufuor, I think. Am I right? And then we have one now. It's not easy to run an insurance scheme. I'm sure there's a lot of problems, but we are thanking God for how far, and then we are also thanking him that the things are going to get better. His blessings are going to carry that part of the government forward. Amen. You know, if you go to America and you have insurance, they can operate on your left fingernail and you'll be okay. And what I mean is they'll do all sorts of things. So insurance is a good thing when it works. So we thank God. Oh, it's working. Is it not working? Yeah. At least malaria and even giving birth, I think you can give birth. Normal delivery and cesarean section too. A lot of things are covered now. What else? Lamps. Lab tests. Oh. Every lab test. What about X-ray? X-ray. CT scan. No CT scan. What about scan, ultrasound scan, pregnancy. So many things. So Ghana is, Ghana is a very advanced country, only that you haven't traveled before. That is why you don't know that Ghana is a very advanced country. Seriously, I'm not saying something that I don't mean. Advanced in Africa is very advanced. If you go around, you see that. I was in the country once. I saw a shepherd with a pig. He was a shepherd of a pig. Yes. Just one shepherd with one pig. And he was leading it through a pasture. Yeah. So there are many things to see when you travel. So we are going to pray for the National Health Insurance Authority. And they are led here by their CEO, Dr. Anon. So I want to ask them to please stand wherever they are. Oh, wow. Beautiful. They are wearing a special uniform. So if you want this uniform, you must join the authority. And it's a blessing. So let us stretch our hands and pray for the National Health Insurance Authority. Father, which art in heaven, we thank you for the National Health Insurance Authority that has been set up by the government and for how far they've come. It's been a long journey with many challenges, but we thank you that such a thing exists in the country today. We pray with thanksgiving for all that you've done for us in Ghana. We are sorry for being ungrateful for so many things. We are always complaining. And Lord, we pray for the National Health Authority, for their chief executive officer, Dr. Anon, and for all the staff, the directors, the managers, the finance people, the technical people, the computer people, all of them, Lord, together, we pray for your help in this organization. Give them grace and wisdom. Help them to do what is right. Help them to have a more and more efficient system. And I pray that everybody who works in an NHIA will be blessed. And they will prosper individually, and the authority will also prosper. Take away stealing and corruption and all forms of evil from their midst, and let them flourish from within to out. Let them flourish. And also, Lord, we pray that our national health insurance scheme will be a good example in the whole of the continent of Africa. Thank you for this blessing, we ask in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and may God help you. And I want to say, as you have come to church to thank God, may God also help you as you have acknowledged him, and may his blessing be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you. Beautiful. Now, we just have a very short message, because the main message or the main session is our prayer after. So this is just a fast service. Wow. But we are young, so we know what we want. Now, probably for the last session on the faith of Noah, exemption faith. And I want to say in Genesis chapter 6, exemption faith, the faith of Noah. In verse 11, the earth was filled with violence, and God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. All right? Now, Jesus said that as the days of Noah were, that is how the coming of the Son of Man will be. That as it was in the days of Noah, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying. In Luke 17, verse 26, as it was in the days of Noah, they were eating, they were drinking, isn't it? What else were they doing? They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So Jesus is coming soon, and he gave a very, very specific sign for his coming. Now, Jesus is the greatest Jewish prophet to ever live. We all know the great prophets that Israel has produced. Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah. These are common names. And the names were made famous because of the famous prophets that existed. And many people have those names. Isaiah, Jeremiah. You can look around. You just meet somebody who's called Elijah, Elisha, and so on. But what people don't realize that the greatest of all the prophets was Jesus himself. And Jesus predicted clearly that when he returns, his coming will be in a particular season. And in that season, certain things will be happening. And what he clearly said was that it would be like in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. You see, now, the days of Lot, we all know what happened in the days of Lot, where homosexuality became a big thing. And the whole city was taken up, so much so that a visitor came to visit Lot, and the whole city gathered at his door that a new man has come. I mean, can you imagine a city where when a visitor comes, this is what they come and do? A new man has come, and bring these two people out so that we can rape them and have sex with them. Not kill them, to rape them, to have sex with them. So, homosexuality is the hallmark of the days of Lot. All right, you can see the scripture there. They called unto Lot and said to him, where are the men which came to thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. That word know is sex. Because the Bible says Adam knew his wife. Bible never says they had sex. They knew. Knew is the way of describing sex. So the whole city, it's very serious. And today, like never before, we have had, you know, an American president promoting this quality in the whole world as his personal campaign, as flagship policy. Not to bring health insurance or anything, but to promote such activities. And of course, if somebody has such a problem, the person is entitled to what he wants to do, but also to spread it around is something that we've never seen before. So today, a normal Christian preacher can easily be earmarked or called a hate speech person because he reads what's in the Bible and says it is wrong. Just as stealing is wrong, this is wrong, that is wrong. So we've never had that before in the world. So this is actually the sign, one of the hallmarks of this era. And so on and so forth. But the other thing that he said was that it would be like the days of Noah. Other characteristic was that they were eating and drinking, marrying and going about life without thinking about anything eternal. Right? There are other characteristics. The Bible says the world was corrupt in Genesis chapter 6, verse 12, it says the world was corrupt. God looked on the earth and behold, it was corrupt. So there's a lot of corruption. And then in verse 11, it says violence. Now, even in Ghana, since the year began, we've been hearing of people being killed in Ghana in a way that we've never heard before. Terrorism and all kinds of things all over the world, you know. So the violence is much increased, but it can get worse. And almost every so often you hear there's been some shooting in America. In America, you can be just moving around and some shooter comes out. Well, they are allowed to have machine guns. You can have a license and have 4 machine guns as if you are in Afghanistan or somewhere and just shoot people. It's just amazing. So, all these characteristics are there. But today, just briefly, I want you to notice that in the days of Noah, people are going to be very secularized and very unspiritual. You see, very natural. Very natural and very materialistic. So you see that he said they will be eating. There's nothing wrong with that. Drinking, there's nothing wrong with that. Marrying, there's nothing wrong with that. Planting, buying, selling, there's nothing wrong with all that. But when all that is done to the exclusion of God, then it becomes something wrong. So we are supposed to buy, we are supposed to sell. In Luke 17, verse 28, it says, they eat, drink, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they builded. Verse 29, but the same day that Lot went out. So that's the rapture. When Jesus comes and the trumpet sounds, pa-na-pa-pa, this world will be shocked. Because just as the pattern we have in the Bible is that God's people are extracted first. Then the judgment, overwhelming universal judgment, falls on everybody else. So what is the pattern? Noah into the boat. When he's securing the boat, extracted from the earth, then the water comes and then floods. It was probably tsunamis and tidal waves. If you've ever seen a tsunami, you can look on the internet to see what it's like. Nobody swimming is not what we need during a tsunami. We don't need swimming. Swimming doesn't work. Maybe after church, just Google, see tsunamis caught on video. You see that the tsunami can move a train. A standing train. You can imagine how heavy a train is. And cars and trucks, it just moves as if they are toys. So you may be a diver even. These are not what we need, because the cars and the houses and the buildings, there were probably multiple tsunamis and rain with earthquakes cracking the foundations in the earth and the waters rising. Bible says the waters rose and flooded everywhere and in every culture in the whole world, not only in the Bible. There is a record of a great flood that wiped out everybody. In every culture, Greek culture, different cultures. I'm sure even in Ghana, the deep back of the history, you probably have some story of the flood and also of giants. Do you see? Then Lot was the pattern. Lot went out of Sodom with his wife and his daughters. As soon as he was taken out, then fire and brimstone came and destroyed the earth. So now in the church, we are expecting what we call the rapture. The Bible says we shall not sleep. That will be a trumpet in 1 Corinthians 15. The sound of the trumpet. The dead in Christ will arise first. Then we who are alive will be caught up. So we'll be caught up. I'll be preaching in church. And then those of us who are marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. Now I hope you have that mark on you. Will be caught up. And when we are caught up, some will be left. Why would some be left? Because, you see, nobody knows your heart. You only know, God knows your, even you sometimes you don't know your own heart. That's why the Bible says search your heart, because you think what is in your heart is what is in your heart. When you search, you see that, oh, something else was in my heart. So, the pattern is that people are extracted and then comes overwhelming devastation. So, Bible says two will be in the field in Matthew 24. Two will be in the field. One will be taken. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will left. So that's why the Bible says you must make sure that you are in the faith. That's why we keep preaching every Sunday and keep on doing altar calls and keep on trying to be real Christians and not just traditional believers. It's very important. So, this pattern is expected to be repeated. The extraction of the righteous, and then come the real cataclysmic conclusion to the earth. Yes. Now, no one doubts that the earth is moving towards its destruction. The way things are going, the entropy is so high. You know, you can see so many things. You see. So, one of the things is, in the days of Noah and Lot, people were just not conscious of God. And they were not conscious of what is right and what is wrong. So Noah, the Bible says, found grace with the Lord. Amen. And in Hebrews 11 verse 7, Bible says that Noah was warned by God. He was warned of God of things not seen as yet. So he was warned of God of things not seen as yet. Amen. And he moved with fear. Okay. Prepared an ark to the salvation of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, the difference between Noah and the rest of the people was one thing, and that is in this verse, Hebrews 11 verse 7. Noah was warned of things not seen as yet. Things you can't see. So we are living in a world where you can't see certain things. And some of the things you can't see are eternity. You can't see people who are dead. You can't see God. You can't see Jesus. You can't see angels. You can't see devils. So, a person whose focus is only on eating, drinking, planting, buying, Luke 17:26, eating, drinking, planting, building, marrying, these are the activities for this life. So my duty as a pastor is not to come to teach you even more about that world. I'm not here to teach you physics. If you want a good physics or chemistry teacher, I can recommend to you my teacher. He's still doing well, my chemistry teacher. I'm sure you had this If you did well in chemistry, you must have had him as a teacher. He's at Presec. He taught me, he taught my children, and he's still teaching. Yes. I don't want to mention his name, but you know him. Those of you know him. You do well in chemistry. Yeah. And if you want chemistry lessons, you go there. If you want philosophy and political science, Legon is good at it. They have a good department there. And all these other subjects. But here, we are here to talk to you about things not yet seen. Not seen as yet. Do you see? So a man who will be exempted is a person who can see things not seen as yet. That's why I will spend my time praying, because there are things I don't yet see, but I believe in. Yes. You see, so it's not just building, eating, drinking, planting, marrying. These are good things. But doing it without the consciousness of things not seen as yet is the greatest folly. Because it's just a matter of time. You'll be out. Yeah. Everybody has a day you will hear you are dead. Two ways of hearing that you are dead, main ways, are fast way and slow way. Yes. Fast and slow. And the fast way is if you are in an accident, you will maybe see a light and hear, oh, go, oh, go, hey, you may shout, hey, yeah. And then you have just a fast, short time. And then you realize that it's happening. And then you are gone. Father, any accident, that spirit that will fall on anyone this year, we curse and reject it in Jesus' name. Yes, you will not die in an accident either today or tomorrow in Jesus' name. Amen. Then the slow way is when you have a disease that you know you are going to die of. You see, the Bible says Elisha died of his sickness. So, it's a slow way. And the slow depends. There's a fast slow and a slow slow. Psalm 103 and verse 15 and 16, it says, as for man, his days are as grass. Yes. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. Verse 16. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. In verse 15, you see why a man must remember God. Because his days are as grass. I mean, and grass is the most abundant plant in the world. Grass everywhere. Weeds are a type of grass. In fact, some people call weeds grass. And today is there. Tomorrow, the grass is gone. Now, look at the verse again. And it says, as a flower of the field, it flourished, so he flourished. So your flourishing is within your short life. Your flourishing within your life is short. Yes. Let's take President Kufuor. When he became our president and he instituted a national health insurance, he flourished for 8 years as the president. For all his life, he had been campaigning. And then he flourished
and soon he's gone. As a flower. President Rawlings, the same. And all the presidents. All the singers, the famous singers. Michael Jackson was Bob Marley. Bob Marley was gone by 36. He was 36 years old, he was gone. He developed cancer of the toe. At first, he thought the cancer was a sore because he liked football. His hobby was football. So he was always playing football in the yard. And so one day he had a sore on his toe. And he thought it was a sore from the football. But when he went, they told him that he had cancer in the toe. And he asked him to remove the toe. And he said it would affect his dancing. So he didn't remove it. And in a couple of years, he was on the way out. His last rehearsal, his last concert, his wife said, one of the singers, he said, when they went, because his wife was one of the three singers with him, he did the rehearsal over and over. They do it for like a sound check. They did it over and over and over. They said they have never done that before. But it was the last time. He never came back on the stage again. Wow. Yes. And he flourished just as the Bible says, as a flower of the field. Look at the ladies. Your beauty is like a flower. Soon it is gone. Don't we have a song? Soon it is gone. So you see, my brother. Yes, life is short. Yes, it passes so quickly.
Soon it's gone.
You are nice, like a flower. That's your flourishing time when brothers want you. When your market value is high. People are proposing. The exchange rate is very high. Wow. That is why it's important to be wise when you are flourishing. Look at trees. Many trees actually have flowers. It comes for just a brief period and it's gone. Yes. Businesses, they flourish for a short time and then they are gone. We can mention businesses. Don't you know businesses? Why are you shouting? You know businesses that... UTC, you know UTC, Kingsway, you've heard of GNTC, and what else? A Life Supermarket, Piram was something for money. Yeah, you give money and then they give you a lot back. Piram, we had Piram before. Yeah, no, I don't know the current ones, I know the old ones. What other businesses do you know? Huh? Ghana Airways. Ghana Airways. Gihok. Oh, no, Gihok is still there. Yeah. Many, many things are like that. It becomes big and then it's gone. And that's actually how our lives are. Yes. You are famous for a short time. You are nice for a short time. You are sweet for a short time. But your sweetness is going to last in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. So, Because of this, we ourselves should see and ask the question that, so what comes next? Supposing you are dead by the time you are 40, what comes next? I wrote a book once called Where Did They Go? I was inspired to write that book by a funeral that I attended. And that funeral, a road was made, tarred, for the funeral. A road. A house was painted and developed for the funeral. Because I was a rich man. When I was in school, I attended that funeral. The man changed his suit and what he was wearing a number of times throughout the wake-keeping. Yeah, he was like a model. Miss Ghana type of thing. He was changing his style. So that he wore his normal suit, then he changed to a lodge suit, then to a cloth, kente, and different things. Yeah. So as I look at the expense, everybody who came to that town, it was in the central region, everybody who came was fed meat, stew, fish, chicken, drinks. Millions were used for that funeral. Yes, and there was more after. So I wrote the book. Where did they go? So this man, where is he? Where is he? He's somewhere. He's an eternal being. Everybody here is eternal. So when you die, you continue to live. So those who say, I want to die and end it all. You are not ending anything. You are just transferring to the next center to continue. So it is a grave mistake to live your life only eating, drinking, marrying, buying, selling, building, only. Bible says that Noah in Hebrews 11 verse 7, he was moved by things not yet seen. Yes, things not yet seen. So your life must be moved also by things that are not yet seen. It may not be seen. You may not see angels. You may not see God. You may not see your eternal judgment. But your life must include and be related to things not yet seen. If you want to escape in these last days. Yes. Why would I leave my medical, leave the career, I should say, of being a doctor? Not for politics. And many, many doctors don't say, oh, but how can you be trained and you are left it for whatever? Many doctors leave their profession and go into other things like politics. We all know a lot of doctors who are into politics, what their heart is in. So my heart is in things yet not seen. And from today, your heart must be in things not yet seen. Yes. And when your heart is moved with things not yet seen, then you start to do things which the rest of the world will find funny and may find a waste of time. So the Bible says that Noah was moved, do you see, and he built an ark. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20. Which sometime were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. All right? While the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. So Noah built the ark and saved 8 souls. 8 souls. Because to the rest of the world, true spirituality is nonsense. Yes. Serving God is nonsense. Going on a mission is rubbish. Preaching is rubbish. What are you doing preaching? Do something else. But I tell you, we are moved by things not yet seen by the rest of the world. And this is going to be the pattern. You know, if you go into WhatsApp groups from schools, I'm sure everybody here is on your school WhatsApp group. One of the things you find is that, apart from, I mean, those who finished school for some years, you find out that all those who didn't believe in God, they are still not believing in God. At least, the people that I see on my groups. Those who were critical, funny, mocking Christianity, mocking us as we were serving God, they are still the same people doing that. Funny attitudes and so on. It's the same. All the different schools that you went to, you see with time. Yeah. So, and you find out that those who believe in God, there are few. Very few. So I want to encourage you. Don't you see, one of the main things to serve God is you don't have to be worried to be odd. If being odd and being a little strange to the rest of the world is something that worries you, then I think you should resign. Somebody can give a paper for you to resign from Christianity. You can resign from Christ. Who would like to resign? You better leave. Because to serve God, you will always be odd. Yeah. Is there anybody there who wants to resign? Yes. They didn't come to church. Yes. You want to serve God, accept to be. God will mark you out so that you are odd. Yes. Now, you may not know that circumcision is not as widespread because it is normal in Ghana. You think that everybody is circumcised. Many countries are not circumcised, such as where? Guyana, Caribbean. They don't circumcise. India, which is a billion, getting to a majority. Zambia. What about South Africa? Many countries. So, hello? Quiet. So you find out that for God to just say that, this is what I want, to the point where they talk about unbelievers as uncircumcised people, those uncircumcised people. It's like God wants something strange about you. Because the body was not made circumcised. It was made uncircumcised. And God wants that to serve me, I want you to be circumcised. Wow. He didn't ask for a special haircut. Yes. There's no special haircut. He just said, I want you to be circumcised. Men should be circumcised. That's all. And Abraham at his age had to call one of the young people to bring a sharp stone. Huh? Most of you, when you were circumcised, you were a baby, so you don't remember. But you cannot imagine for a grown-up to be circumcised. Yeah. So that's the pattern for anybody who is going to serve Jesus. There will be something odd about you. Why are you still a virgin? When everybody has been to town and back several times. Yes. Everybody has been known. There's nothing like virginity. It's an old-fashioned idea. Why are you straight? Why don't you steal? We are all changing the invoices. Something that is 12,000, we've written 16,000. You see, and even people change invoices in millions. You see a bridge that cost 9 million. It has been built for 16 million. $1,000. And a bill, a bridge that costs flyover that costs $16 million. And the invoice is $25 million. And it's been built. I'm not saying in any particular place, but all over the world. And in countries whose names start from A, B, C, D, up to G, E, F, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. It's true. All over the world. Yes. Why don't you also do some? Yes. You see a hospital that is, the real cost or to build that hospital is $40 million. But the actual amount that is written and used is $50 million. Yes. So, why don't you also do all these things? So that's where you become odd. Uh-huh. So you find few believers are able to be politicians. Because any party you join, very soon you have to accept that some of the things they are doing are not correct. And then you have to speak against it. And nobody wants to speak against it. So you have to join the stealing and the lying. True or not true? So, it's very important to accept to be odd. And from today, those of you who like fans, who like popularity, people have to like you. You have to look nice. People have to praise you. Oh, you are looking nice. You are easily deceived. You have to decide, I'm prepared to be strange. Even when you become a preacher, your message may be so strange. It's going to rain. Every day it's going to rain. Ah, Noah, you don't have revelation. Whilst we are getting messages on how to plant, how to build, how to marry, how to do business. And today when you go to church, you hear a lot of messages on business. How to, what? Securitization of future earnings. The Christian in the marketplace. Influence. And what else? Financial engineering. The God kind of prosperity. Personal branding. Building capacity. All these words are like, it's nothing. Huh? The wealth exchange. Yeah, so we are getting, in Noah's time, the pastors were preaching on building marriage seminars. How to have a better marriage. Good this, that. Happy life. Noah, every day you are preaching about rain. One day God will drown you. Ah! You don't have light. All Noah's books were about flooding, drowning. God... warning, so no prophecy of good thing. Arrest Noah. He's prophesied that we would die. Yeah, if Noah was around now, they would be calling for his arrest. The prophet, how can you prophesy that so many people would die? The whole world would die. What do you mean? Send the CID to go and pick him up. It's causing fear and panic in the system. Prophet of doom. Instead of blessing us to prosper, this year is your year of higher increase and financial millionarism. Every day, people will drown. You must think of eternity. You must think of, why? Oh. If you want to preach, preach and stop predicting such things. That's Noah. People would have been against Noah if he was in town today. The Bible says he was moved at seeing things that were not seen yet. If you are not prepared to be queer, resign. That's why I'm holding these papers, because I've got at least 4 sheets so that you can write your name and resign from God. Accept to be odd. When you speak in tongues, you are odd. What is it? When you pray for hours, what is it? When you serve God, you go to church the whole day. Why? Why? Because we know what we want. Tell your neighbor, we know what we want. Rubber works. That's why we came. So I want you to join me to build the ark of God. We are going to build with 20,000 coming to church on Sunday. Do you believe that it can happen practically? Swollen Sunday after swollen Sunday. Salvation Sunday after salvation. Outreaches to schools. Salvation rallies. Uncles and aunties. Basantas. Basanta. Everybody. Everybody. All hands on deck. Yes. We are building person to person, man to man, soul to soul, spirit to spirit, heart to heart. Going from victory to victory. Every soul we win is a blessing. He that winneth souls is wise. Don't worry if we look like an odd church. Yes. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You know, Kenneth Hagin said, when he started preaching, he said, you know, there were some people doing all sorts of things. And he told them, I'll be around when all of you are gone. All of you. And it was true. It happened. All of them vanished and he was still there. Yes. Preaching all sorts of things. He said, I'll be around, all of you will be gone, and I'll still be here. And it happened. By the time he was dying, and the time he died, everybody had died years before he died. And he was still there, preaching faith. So don't worry. And he was like a very odd, because he was like a teacher. Everybody was an evangelist with fiery preaching. But he was standing there and just explaining scriptures. It looked like it wasn't powerful. But the time came, they were gone, and he was there. Don't be ashamed to follow Jesus and to be involved in the building of an ark for the saving of just a few souls. It is worth it. And if that is the only price that Jesus is asking of you, to be odd, then accept it. Yes. That's why God will bless you. Amen. God will take care of you. Amen. And give you what you are not even praying for. Amen. He will provide it for you. Amen. Yes. He'll provide it for you. So this is Noah's ark. Noah's generation. These are the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And in the days of Noah and the days of Lot, there will be some Noahs. And there will be some Lots. And I declare you are going to be one of those Noahs and one of those Lots. Yes. And we are marching. Yes, we are marching forward. Yes, we are involved, moved. We are moved. You see, look, I like what Hebrews 11 says. He was moved, being warned of God by things not yet seen. He was the weirdest person. And you know, when he entered the ark, the Bible says that it didn't rain for 7 days. Yes. God told him, go now into the ark. When he entered and he closed the door, I am sure that the ark was surrounded by reporters and journalists. And I'm sure that they were even going to call the Red Cross. And so to come and take this madman out of the boat that he has built on the land. That maybe he's going to kill his family inside in the boat. I'm sure they were getting ready to call the police. Yes. With wildlife in the boat. No, Charlie, it's serious. I've even forgotten about the animals. Can you imagine the sounds in the boat? Different things. Eh? So what I'm saying is that the greatest characteristic of a Noah is that he is odd. Yeah, he's odd and strange, and he believes in God when everybody doesn't believe in those things. Yes. And if you want to be exempted from the distraction and the trouble that is coming, you must accept to be odd in your family, in your workplace, in your school. Hallelujah. Yes. Accept it. Yes. Accept to be strange. When everybody is doing something, accept that I will not be like that, and I'm going to serve Jesus. And you'll be surprised. That's where your life is going to go upwards. Yeah. In Tanzania, there are 10 million women who don't have husbands. The country is short of 10 million men. And I don't know whether we've done the calculation for Ghana. I don't know how many we are men, women. Maybe we are 15 and 10. If we are 15 million men and 10 million women, it means that 5 million women, what am I saying? No, 15 million women and 10 million men. It means that 5 million will not get. Women will not get. Exemption. You will be exempted. By the faith of Noah, you are exempted from any evil coming on the way in Jesus' name. So I see you being exempted from financial crisis. You are being exempted from troubles. You are exempted from diseases that are coming. You are exempted from curses. You are exempted from the works of darkness. By being a follower of Noah and learning how to live in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. May the grace of the Lord Jesus that helps you to come to church in the first place and serve him be on you as you live in these days of Noah and these days of Lot. Stand to your feet, everybody. And let us pray. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for every life here today. Let your power rest on everyone to be able to live in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Exemption. May everyone whose hand is lifted be exempted from the floods of financial crisis, the floods of political crisis, the floods of wickedness and violence and corruption, the floods of demonic invasions that are coming on the earth. And may your blessing rather follow everyone here, just as it was in the days of Noah, when Noah found grace in your eyes. May everyone here find grace in your eyes and not be ashamed anymore to be called a believer and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Father, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As every head is bowed, please, whilst we are standing, if you are here today, maybe somebody invited you, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. I want to pray with you specially. I want to give your life to Jesus. If you are here like that, I want to say, I want to escape from the flood. I want Jesus to come into my life and save me. Maybe you go to church, but you are not really a born again Christian. But this is a chance to turn around and to follow Jesus. If you are here and you want to give your life to God, lift your hand up quickly and I'm going to pray with you. Just your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up high. I want to give my life to God today. I want to be born again and give my life to Jesus. God bless you. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, you lifted your hand. I want you to come to me in the front here. Come. I want to pray with you. Come. Come all the way.
Give him your life today.
Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. I want to give my life to God today. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life today. This is your chance to be born again. Lift your hands and say this prayer with me. Say after me, Jesus, thank you for today. I am sorry for my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, say it out loud. Say, from today, I turn around and I receive Jesus as my Savior, my Lord, and my Master. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I humble myself and I receive Jesus as my Savior. Please wash me with the blood. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and make me a new person. From today, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books as a gift. Amen. God bless you. And all right. And I want to give to our National Health Insurance also one of these. So if you are here, I want to give you one of these as a gift. Special gift. Don't give it to those in their uniform. Or if they are not in their uniform, they will identify themselves. Now, those of you in front here, I want you to come to the front over here after we close for a special meeting. Amen. God bless you. So if you are holding the book, just come there. We are going to pray with you. Amen. God bless you. Give them a mighty clap offering and you may be seated. Take your communion.
Take, eat, this is my body.
This is the miracle time.
Broken for you.
Miracle time.
Drink.
Power time.
Which was shed for you.
The blood.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Oh yes. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, it is the meal of God.
Joshua chapter 2, verse 18.
If you like, when I see the blood, oh yes, I will pass over you. When I see the blood,
when I see the blood,
oh yes,
when I see the blood,
I will pass over you.
Now look at something. When Joshua was going to the promised land, to Jericho, keep the blood atmosphere. Listen, when Joshua was going to the promised land, when they got to Jericho, he told Rahab, when we come to the land, bind this line of scarlet thread in the window. This red scarlet is red. Bind it in the window which you let us down. And bring your father, your mother, your brethren, and all your father's household, and any connection person that you have into your house. Kama shatala babanda. Verse 19. And it shall be that whoever shall go out, his blood will be on his head. Verse 20. If you utter this business, then we will be quit of our oath. Verse 21. And she said, so let it be. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. You see, this scarlet line is a red line. It's the sign of the blood. The sign of exemption. Rahab is the only person who was exempted from the destruction that came to Jericho. And today, as we take the body and the blood of Jesus, you shall be exempted. Amen. Father, we thank you for the body of Jesus. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall escape death and have eternal life. We receive the body and we receive exemption from curses, from sickness, from disease, from wickedness by the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus. Now the blood. How many realize you deserve to be punished? But through the blood of Jesus, as Rahab was exempted, even though she was a prostitute, the only person exempted was a prostitute, but the blood covered prostitute. May you be exempted from your due punishment by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands and receive your blessing. Father, let your peace be upon your people. Grant your children exemption from the destructions of the floods. Grant your children exemptions from the destructions of the fire. The fire that came on Sodom and Gomorrah. Whatever fire has targeted us, by bullet, by explosion, by bombs, by any kind of fire, we declare an exemption and a divine escape for every one of your children under this commission. When there is a bomb, when there is a terror, when there is an armed attack, you'll be the first to escape. Amen. You'll be the first to escape. Amen. Though 1,000 may fall by your side, and 10,000 by your right hand, you will escape in the name of Jesus. Whatever has targeted you in the form of violence, just as Rahab's town of Jericho was targeted by armed men, I declare your divine escape from all forms of armed attack and armed robbers in the name of Jesus. May any armed robber who has decided to come to your house, to your dwelling place, be cursed in the name of Jesus. We block it. I say we block it. We foul it. We destroy it. We speak confusion into the camp of the enemy. Any accursed thing that is targeting you goes blind today in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Whatever has targeted you in the form of a flood, whether it is a financial crisis flood or a rainstorm flood,
yes,
or a flood of political flood,
yes,
whatever kind of flood, in the name of Jesus, you are declared a divine escapee.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If everybody is failing,
Professor,
I declare exemption over your life.
Amen.
You will not fail. If everybody is dying, you will not die. 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 In the name of Jesus. Any accident that involved the whole car, the whole bus, the whole aeroplane, I declare that you are exempted in the name of Jesus. Just as Rahab escaped,
yes,
Noah escaped,
yes,
Lot escaped,
yes,
they were exempted from judgment.
Amen.
I declare you are exempted from judgment.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb. I pray for you. The hand of God should be upon you.
Amen.
God should save you by his mighty hand.
Amen.
And deliver you. If everybody will be in debt, I command and declare you are extracted from financial crisis and debt in the mighty name of Jesus. If everybody doesn't have a house, I prophesy that your house is filled today in Jesus' name. Receive your house in Jesus' name. Receive your house in Jesus' name. Receive a roof over your head in Jesus' name. The gift of God be with you.
Amen.
The grace of God be with you.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Though an evil be walking around,
Professor,
it cannot lay its hands on you.
Amen.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
In every nation,
yes,
in every place,
yes,
be covered and be delivered by the power, Amen, and the grace of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your children. Let them live long.
Amen.
And cross 70 years.
Amen.
With ease.
Amen.
Without limping.
Amen.
Without pains.
Amen.
Without arthritis.
Amen.
Without dimming their eyes.
Amen.
Without cancer.
Amen.
Without diabetes.
Amen.
Without high blood pressure.
Amen.
Receive the grace of God and the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Any sudden death, I say any sudden death that has targeted you, I block it now in the name of Jesus. Your life is spared. Your life is spared by the power of God. Father, I pray for your children. Mark them with the blood of Jesus. Mark them by your spirit. Let them be delivered from evil again and again and again and again and again and again. Lord, because we believe in you and we trust in you, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.